keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to join us. For now it is showtime.
You love me, that don't mean a thing. Every time I see you, baby, you're on another man's wing. You always criticize me about the things I do. You say I'm going crazy, and it's all because of you. I got to rock a while. Yes, I got to talk a while. I'm gonna rock a little while, talk a little while about you. Every time I see you, baby, you wanna start an argument. You say you need some money just to pay your rent. Now I gave you $50 just a day ago. Now you in my face just begging for some more. We got to rock a while. Yeah, we got to talk a while. We gonna rock a while, baby. Talk a little while about you. Baby, you ain't never seen. I'm gonna pack my suitcase and I'm gonna hit the trail. It's gonna take $100 bill just to send me my mail. We gonna rock a while. We gonna talk a while. We gonna rock a while, baby. Talk a little while about you. You.
Yeah, it's March 26th. 2015, and we're going to rock a while here on the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and that was Joe Turner and the Cookies on Atlantic Records from 1956. Can't beat Joe Turner, and that was called Rock a While. Got some pretty good stuff for you tonight. Lots of 45s, lots of vinyl, some CDs, but a lot of great group harmony for you. Rhythm and blues, rock and roll. Sometimes gospel and sometimes soul. That's what we do. Now, the next one, I've been waiting like forever. It seems like forever to play this record. I'm going to play it now. And I actually think it's so good and so important and so relevant that I'm going to play it for the whole show through. That's it. I'm only going to play this. I'm just kidding, of course. 1957 on the High Q label. Here are the Royal Jokers with Spring.
I'm so glad that spring is here. The flowers will bloom and sweet the air. The birds and the bees will sing their song, and I'll lay sleep in the bright, bright sun. I'm so happy I can almost cry to see the leaves in the trees and the grass grow tall. The wind will howl and sail along, and I'll lay sleep in the bright, bright sun. I in the bright, bright sun. And all is sleep in the bright, bright sun. And all is sleep in the bright, bright sun. And all is sleep in the bright, bright sun. And all is sleep in the bright, bright sun. And all is sleep in the bright, bright sun.
We'll be right back. I said, darling, are you?
You
WRSUWA. All right, let's see. Spring by the Royal Jokers. Amazing recording this time of year. I love it. I love it. I love it. On the High Q label out of Detroit, 1957. Then right after that, from 56, on Ping Records. Not Pong, but Ping Records, the Debonairs and Cracker Jack Daddy. Just now, Billy Cope and the Quardells. The Quardells on Kudo Records from about 1958. We heard Lula. All right, now, next thing up I have on an LP. It's the only way it came out. I was at a garage sale, and for a quarter there was a James Brown album. I figured, well, maybe there's something on there on the Smash label. Maybe there's a group on there, and there was only one cut that had a group on it, and that makes it worth it. It's the Five Royals backing them up, although at this time they called themselves the Five Royals. Now, originally there was a group called the Five Royals in the 50s, and there was always some confusion about which group was which, and people always wanted to call the Five Royals the Five Royals. The Five Royals began recording on Apollo Records in 1951 to 1954, and then they went to King Records 1954 to 1960. Having, you know, sizable sales in the R&B market. And then VJ Records from 1961 to 62. And for some reason, they were able to also put out records on the Home of the Blues label from 1960 to 62. Actually, VJ was 61 to 62. I know you're writing this all down. Then they went ABC Paramount for a record or two, which probably they didn't record for them, but it was bought by ABC Paramount in 1962. And then they had a record in on the Todd label, T-O-D-D, the Five Royals did in 1963. And then they went to the Smash label, where they did call themselves the Five Royals, or at least Smash did. And they were there from 1964 to 1965, at the same time that James Brown was on the label. This is the one cut on this album that has a group on it. I'm going to hear it right now, okay? This is James Brown and the Five Royals, 1964, on Smash Records. And this is called Maybe the Last Time.
Maybe the last time. Shake hands with your best friend.
Do
you again.
Do you?
Hey, hey, help me somebody.
Do you?
And maybe the last time.
Do you?
I would like to tell you some more.
The Drum label from the April 1959, the Boston area, I believe. That was Vicki Lee, backed up by the uncredited Chestnuts and Crying My Heart Out. James Brown, backed up by the uncredited Five Royales from 1964 on a Smash LP. It's called James Brown Sings on Smash SRS-1-67109. For those of you who have to have all the Five Royale stuff, and I certainly love, I don't particularly care for James Brown at all, but the Five Royales, absolutely. And as I told you, Vicki Lee. All right, now let's see. Here's a guy, very famous singer, explaining why he has to sing. Explaining why. And it came out in May of all the way back in 1949. Here are the Ravens with Jimmy Rick singing Ricky's Blues.
I regret the day I ever left my happy home. Took my baby to the racetrack, tried to make some money flash. Yes, I took my baby to the racetrack, tried to make some money fast. But the horse that I bet on that nag, he came in last. Neck to neck, nose to nose, I'll lift the tracks without my clothes out there trying to make a living. Yes, I was trying to make a living. Yes, I've gambled before, but I won't do that no more. And my baby stuck with me all the while my money was long. My baby
stuck with me all the while my money was low. When my money ran out, she put me down. Yes, she did me wrong. I had to pawn my coat, pawn my ring, lost everything, and I've got to sing. Yes, I'm trying to make a living. Yes, I'm trying to make a living. Well, I've gambled before, but I won't do that no more. No, that's why I'm gonna ride, ride, going back where I come from.
you enjoyed that set. And I certainly did. The Ravens on National Records, May 1949. Lost all his money at the track, lost all his clothes, and had to sing. Ricky's Blues, yep, that's great. Dearest Darling by The Chimes. Arthur Cryer was the bass on that group. On Royal Roost Records, 1953. You always should tell me that we were The Chimes, not The Five Chimes, as some records come out as The Five Chimes. No, we were The Chimes. Okay. And just now, the Del Stars on Mellow Mood Records from 1964, and then in 65 on Relic, the Del Stars with Who Says You Wasn't Mine. Just got one little message to give out there. Mike Pinho, if you're listening, Mike, give me a call. I lost your phone number, okay? So call me tomorrow, okay? I'll be home or leave your number or something. I'll get back to you. All right, and let's see about this one. much better can you get than that? What a great girl group, the Devours on Moon Records, 1958. And Baby Doll. Heaven Knows by the Chuckalucks on the Bow record label from November 1958 preceded that. And we're going to move right along to the next set. We're going to go to the Golden Gate Quartet. You know, made records from the 30s on up, and they sang, sometimes they sang the same song over again, and it was never bad. It was never worse. You know, it was never better, but I suppose, depending on your decade tastes, I suppose. We're going to hear one now from an LP that I believe came out in France. 1964 is the date on this. It's on the Columbia LP, which is actually EMI in Europe. And let's give a listen now to the Golden Gate Quartet in 1964 with a really nice version, as they usually do, with Rock My Soul.
Won't you rock my soul?
Up in the booth, baby,
have you rock my soul?
Up in the booth,
baby, have you rock my soul?
Up in the booth,
baby,
have you
rock my soul?
Won't you rock my soul?
Well, you rock my soul.
Up in the booth,
baby, have you rock my soul?
Up in the booth,
baby,
have you rock my soul?
Up in the booth,
Lord,
you rock my soul.
Why don't you rock my soul?
Well, the rich man lives.
Won't you praise him?
Why so?
Won't you praise the Lord?
Brother, when he dies.
I'm Al Smith.
I'm Theodore Eastep.
I'm Joe Gang.
And I'm Leroy Miller.
You are listening to the Big B Show.
Each night
for you.
Great Golden Gate Quartet cut, which I know had you tapping your fingers or your blood was flowing. We heard The Swallows on King Records 1952 with Beside You, and just now in the late 50s on the New York's Cookin' label, another version of Beside You by Ann Fleming and the Uncredited Jesters. Ann Fleming was Harold Winley's wife. So there you had it, Beside You by The Swallows and by Ann Fleming. Let's go to the Twist label from 1962. Here are the Classics 4 and Heavenly Bliss.
Heavenly bliss, heavenly bliss, heavenly bliss, heavenly bliss. Oh, you have to call easy of the mind. My heart's to capture, my soul fell on. The magic of your smile, the sweetness of your kiss would make.
You say that you want to make a man.
Okay, that was Heavenly Bliss. Are you ready for this?
Bomb bomb sicko wa Cody
Cole. Bomb bomb sicko wa Cody Cole. Bomb bomb sicko wa Cody Cole. Bomb bomb sicko wa Cody Cole.
Bomb bomb sicko wa Cody
Cole. I don't know why they call me country boy.
Bomb bomb sicko wa Cody Cole. Bomb bomb sicko wa Cody Cole.
I don't know why they call me country boy.
Sicko
no, I don't know why they call me country boy. No, I don't know why they call me country boy. Cool Georgia, that's my pride and joy.
Yeah, comes from Coolwater, Georgia, and they wonder why they call him Country Boy up here in New York. Okay. Unreleased Old Town recording came out on the Old Town Doo-Wop Volume 5 on Ace CD. The Cymbals and Country Boy. Heavenly Bliss by the Classics 4 on Twist Records before that from 1962. Let's see if I can get this one to work. Phillips Records, 1966. Here are the Lovers and something called Someone.
Someone to love.
Someone by the Lovers on Phillips from 1966. Really nice song, huh? We just heard the five notes, who are really the counts. The grammatically challenged five notes on the Note label from 1957. I love the thing she do. See if we got time for an unreleased Parrot cut from 1954, the Five Thrills and their version of Ride Jimmy Ride.
Knocked on my door. Well, night before last, the mailman knocked on my door. He said, get ready, brother, this time you've got to go. Well, said mailman, mailman, what have you got for me? Well, said mailman, mailman, what have you got for me? He said, a long letter, brother, we need you across the sea. Well, now, all day long is 1, 2, 3, and 4. Well, stand all day long is 1, 2, 3, and 4. Well, I'm so unhappy, can't see my baby no more. No, no, no. Jimmy ride, well ride, Jimmy ride, well ride, Jimmy ride, well ride, Jimmy ride, well ride on Jimmy, ride on all night long. No great big city, just little old raggedy town.
Sure did have time for the whole thing. Pretty nice. Ride, Jimmy, Ride, the Five Thrills unreleased Parrot recording from 1954. Got time for one more. I hope you enjoyed listening tonight as much as I enjoyed playing this music for you. Going to end it up with one of the groups called the Galahads. This one late, actually, from 1964 on the Seacrest label. The Galahads with My Offering. May harmony be with you. Thanks for listening. Good night. Here are the Galahads.